Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishneh Gimel. This Mishneh again talks about a bias and an aliyah, a first floor and a second floor. And in this instance, the Mishneh will be discussing a house that where the first floor belongs to one person and the second floor belongs to another person. So the Mishneh says, "Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenaflu." If you have a first and a second floor of two different people, and the thing collapses, so Amar bala aliyah lebala habayis livno. So the person who owns the second floor says to the one who owns the first floor, "Please build it." V'hu eino rotzeh livnos, but the man on the first floor doesn't want to rebuild his first floor. So what should the man from the second floor do? V'bal v'aliyah. So the man who owns the second floor can build the first floor and live there until the man on the first floor is willing to pay for his expenses on building that first floor. So he can build it basically and expect the person to either give him the cost, or he gets to continue living on the first floor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this. He says, "Af zed dar besoch shachavero." Even this person who owns the second floor and is forced to have to build the first floor and live there until the first floor man is willing to give him the money for it, then he can go ahead and build a second floor. He's living there, and he's really still living in the man who owns the first floor's space. So tzarach lahalos lo sechar, he actually has to pay some sort of a rental for the space to the man who owns the first floor. This is because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that even when one person is benefiting and there's no loss to the second party here, there's no loss to the man who owns the first floor because he isn't building it anyway, despite that, zeh nehneh v'zeh eino chaser, even when one benefits, the man on the top floor, and the man on the first floor isn't losing anything, still he is chayav, he is liable and has to pay the man because it's still his space. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda has a different idea of how we can help the man on the second floor. Rather, the man from the second floor should build both the house, the first floor, and the second floor. And he should put a roof on the second floor, meaning it's a way of saying that he should just complete the whole job. And then he can sit and live in the first floor until the man on the first floor is willing to pay him for his expenses. And what this does is this makes it that I am not benefiting anything by living in his space, because I could just as well live in the top floor since the top floor is completed. The Rabbi Yehuda's concern before the first idea, if you only build the first floor, so then you're benefiting by utilizing what's ultimately his first floor home. But since I now have my own second floor home to live in, I'm getting no benefit by being in his home. Tosus, however, is troubled by the fact that there is still some benefit to the man from the second floor, in that he doesn't need to go up to the second floor. The second floor is there, ready for him, but he has the benefit of not having to go up the stairs. And because of that, they change the girsa, the reading of our Mishnah, and say umakara esho aliyah, that he's got to put a roof on the aliyah, v'yoshiv besocha, and actually live in the second floor. Just how does he get his money, though, from the man from the first floor? He will stop the man from the first floor, block him from entering into the home until he pays for his expenses. Mm-hmm.